Joining me live over the phone with the monthly update from the Star Valley Arts Council is Tim Hale. Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great. How are you today?
Hey, doing all right. Appreciate you joining us today. And exciting time for the Arts Council because the highly anticipated BYU Living Legends performance is now a week away from today.
Yeah, we're super excited about this one. Just an amazing performing group, obviously coming up from BYU. Really, just a culturally rich event that unlike something that this valley is really ever going to have the opportunity to see, at least not as far as I'm concerned. Just great, dances and music from Native American cultures, Latin America, South America, Polynesian cultures, just incredible dancing, music, costumes on display. It's really going to be a phenomenal event. So we're really excited and feel grateful that we have the opportunity to bring it to the community.
It really is a unique type of show that I think the community is going to love. I've seen some of the pictures that you guys have been posting on your social media and some things that you have on the website. And boy, you mentioned the costumes. You can't understate the costumes. These guys really go all out. It's a big deal.
Yeah, they really do. We had no shortage of good social media content to use when we went to the Living Legends website. I mean, there's just videos and images galore of these incredible costumes, and it makes for good newsletter and social media posts. So hopefully the community has been able to see those just to give everybody a taste of what this is going to be. So we're super excited and hope people will join us next Thursday, just a week away.
Yeah, absolutely. The 27th of January, 7 o'clock p.m. at Star Valley High School in the auditorium. Tim, I understand tickets are still available, but going quick, correct?
They are, yeah. It's a pretty high demand show. Tickets are still available, so you can buy those online at StarValleyArts.org. I'm blanking on the pricing, but $40 I know for a family pass. That one thing we do want to mention is that even though we have a family passes, quote unquote, we do ask that we limit those families to at most 5 individuals. And if someone's bringing a family of more than that, we just request that they purchase additional tickets just to help keep the Arts Council funded and able to continue to bring events like this to the community.
Sure. And that as well as, I mean, the auditorium only has so many seats, right? So you've got to kind of watch that as well, certainly.
Yeah, exactly right.
Tim Hale, Star Valley Arts Council, and BYU Living Legends coming up a week from today. Tickets recommended to be purchased in advance. You can get those right now at starvalleyarts.org. And that's coming up with the Star Valley Arts Council. Tim, the upcoming season, what's on schedule for you guys?
Yeah. So, this time of year, we always try to do kind of a big box, so what I'll call a big box ticketed event, sort of in the winter time after the holiday. It's cold. People are looking for things to do. In addition, once that event kind of wraps up, we start looking toward our next season, which starts in July. That's kind of the calendar or the fiscal year that we follow as an arts organization. So we're going to be meeting. We have an annual meeting with our board coming up next month. We have our annual meeting open to the community in June as we kind of kick off our upcoming season. So we're really putting our minds together. We have a phenomenal board at the Arts Council, just a great group of individuals from the community across the valley. And so we're really starting to think about what do we want the Arts Council to look like in the coming season. And one thing we're really wanting to do, my dream at some point is to have a full-time executive director to replace me, so that they can really commit the time that I don't have to the organization. But until that time comes, what we're looking at for next season is to really have some really key events that are deep and really impactful, really big events like the Halloween Extravaganza. Like the Christmas event that we're working on for the community, like BYU Living Legends, like our Stars in the Valley Christmas concert or Stars in the Valley Spring Fling event. So so we're looking, as we look at the future coming season, we're looking to have kind of generally fewer events, but really deep, really big, big events that the community can really get involved in. So we're excited about that. And we just invite the whole community to reach out. If you'd like to consider serving as a volunteer, if you'd like to be in a board position, now is the time to reach out to us. You can email us, reach us through our website, and we'd love to get you involved.
You know, Tim, I think about some of the, you mentioned the great board members that you serve with on the Star Valley Arts Council, and, you know, I'm kind of always impressed by all the various talents that each one brings to the table. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like a board member can kind of come in and maybe not be so involved in all the events, but if they wanted to say, hey, I want to help maybe with this particular event or maybe bring this thing to the Arts Council, you can be part of that and maybe have a more direct focus than trying to be at all the events and taking up all that time.
That's just right, Duke. In fact, that's our ideal, given where our organization is right now. And like I mentioned, the limited time that I have, what we've started working on is board members are, you know, one can say, hey, we're doing this upcoming Halloween extravaganza. Well, I want that to be my event, right? And well, that's such a big event that we'll usually have two or three board members organizing that. But yeah, you're exactly right. As the director, I focus on kind of the bigger picture for the organization. But when we have an event coming up, it's ideal for a board member or two to step up and say, hey, I want to lead out this one. That just really keeps the gears greased for us and really has us moving forward as an organization. So yeah, if people want to jump in and take that approach, we love it. That's exactly how we're thinking about things.
Tim Hill, Star Valley Arts Council, and again, the next big event is BYU Living Legends a week from today. Tim, before we close, how can someone get involved or get in touch with you, I should say, if they want to join the board or if they want to be more hands-on with these types of events?
Yeah, email is always best. You can reach us at starvalleyarts@gmail.com. Again, starvalleyarts@gmail.com. That's the best way. You can reach me over my phone, 307-201-9514. So yeah, you just reach out, or contact us through our Facebook page. That's fine too. Just send us a message that way. And we'll find a place for you here. Even if you just don't want to head up an event, but just want to volunteer, help us out at a few things, we'd love it.
That's Tim Hill, director of the Star Valley Arts Council and BYU Living Legends. 1 week from today, Thursday night, next week at Star Valley High, 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets available now at starvalleyarts.org. Tim, thank you for what you do with the Arts Council and Main Street Alliance and everything you do for the community. Really appreciate it and appreciate your time.